Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Benintendi swinging at 3-0. And it drops into right field. Mydrop scores. Slater right behind him. And Benny, with a little bloop, gives the White Sox their first lead of the ballgame, 5-4 here in the sixth.
He's now driven in 15. And the Sox battle back.
Sosa drills it. Deep to left field. Langford on the move. And it goes off the wall. A bases clearing double for Lenny. Sosa, who breaks open this game in the sixth inning. White Sox with a 10-5 win over the Rangers. They will win this series, the first over Texas since September of 2021.
You can put it on the board, yes!
Swinging a drive deep right, that's trouble, and that's going to be a home run. And De La Cruz has given the Reds a early 2-0 lead. Here's a line drive, base hit into right center. This is going to drive in two runs. Two-run single for Ellie De La Cruz. And the ball game is over as the Reds have evened up the series with a 6-4 win over the Chicago Cubs.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba, it's Sunday. It's Hit and Run, it's baseball, here on The Score. I am your host, I am Matt Spiegel. Low brass. Let's go, people. Good Sunday morning to you. It is indeed May. Baseball, it's on The Score. Why have I never done that before?
Those are the lyrics? I've always wondered.
I mean, I don't think they knew when they put that on This Week in Baseball back in the 70s and the 80s. That those are the lyrics, but I believe that they are. Good morning to you. It is dreary, but it's May. I know it feels like October or November or February. I get it. But here's the thing. Can this just be our little secret? Can this be our little safe space? Okay. I like this weather. I like a little crispness in the air. I really like it. Those transitional seasons, those are my favorites, to be honest. So this is really good weather to stay in bed and crack a window. It's also good weather to bundle up and ride a bike. I'm going to bike home from the show today. I'm going to bike along the lakefront. You can't stop me because it's plenty nice enough to do that. It's going to be, I believe, high 50s today, high 60s in the burbs. I know some kids getting ready for a pool party this afternoon. They will not be stopped, and neither should you. And neither will the Chicago White Sox. Winners of three of their last four, winners of four out of five earlier in the month. Will Venable was asked an important question, after the game. He was after, like, he was asked, like, one of the pivotal questions for a first-year manager, one of the things you dream of being asked in a rookie season for a first-year manager like this. They asked him. Oh, they did. And they'll ask him again. They'll ask him. I didn't even tell you, Sean, that I wanted to play it. It's the one that you had on the dock.
I got it ready for
you. Yeah, hit that one.
Chase told me he feels like there's just an energy shift lately. Is that something that you have felt as well?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I feel like we've had good energy the whole season. I think now that, you know, you guys are here and kind of rolling a little bit, you know, feel comfortable, feel a little bit more established. And, you know, if we have good energy, you know, it starts with Chase there up front and everything that he's been providing for us.
So Will Venable is feeling good energy all year, but he does think there's been a shift. It looks like a shift when you watch this team. When you listen to the games, you can feel the shift. And we'll talk to Connor McKnight later on from the CHSN broadcast about this in like an hour. I think we'll talk to Connor because there are more dudes. That's part of it. Venable's really a solid baseball guy. Heard Bruce Bochy talking about him yesterday on Inside the Clubhouse. Very cool. Venable getting a chance to go against one of his former mentors in this series, and they've taken the first two, and they're going to win this series against the Rangers. And also today, we're going to talk to Miguel Vargas. Anybody who listens to me and Lawrence Holmes during the week, Spiegel and Holmes 2 to 6, knows that I'm kind of falling for Miguel Vargas. There's a few reasons. One is, boy, that's a big, strong, and powerful dude. The other is that he made some very specific changes that have yielded excellent results, and I have respect for the open-mindedness of a 25-year-old like that. The other is his excellent sense of humor after he, understandably, in my opinion, stood up to Brad Keller after a plunking last Sunday. And what I have come to appreciate as a very subtle funniness about Miguel Vargas. So we'll talk to him about several things, including his dad, who played for the Cuban national baseball team. I love that. So we'll talk to Miguel later on. We'll also talk to Keith Law about development in Major League Baseball. I have questions for him about Matt Shaw and what the Cubs' plan was, how they executed that. I have questions for Keith Law about what the White Sox are doing with a biomechanical shift for some of their young pitchers that I find very intriguing. So that's among the stuff we'll ask Keith Law about. Also, would he give up Owen Casey for, I don't know, Sandy Alcantara? Would he give up Owen Casey for, you know, for a real big-time closer? You know, or would he rather give up Kevin Alcantara and other pieces? We'll ask Keith Law about that. And along the way, your phone calls and your texts are not merely welcome. They are elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. You know the number. It's 312-644-6767. You can hop on in right now. We're going to be open this first hour for phone calls and texts. And also, a reminder that the Cubs and Reds wrap up their series this afternoon in Cincinnati. Pregame coverage begins at 12:05. First pitch is at 12:40 on the Score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. I should tell you that that will be Zach Zaidman and Pat Hughes together on the call. Ron Coomer with the weekend off, routine weekend off for the Coom Dog. Hope Boomer Esiason is okay with that. Hope Boomer's all right with that. Boomer. He went after Dave Sims a few weeks ago. Dave Sims had the audacity, excuse me, the odyssey, to take a weekend off. And I had to defend Dave because, come on, Boomer. So anyway, it's just on my mind. But here's the deal. Zach and Pat had the call for you on Friday and the call for you last night. And we should talk about the Cubs' loss last night. But can I just live in this moment from Friday night briefly? Cubs down 6-4. Pete Crow Armstrong at the plate. The bases loaded. He stands and watches like the rest of us did.
Takes a deep breath and deals. Crow Armstrong swings, and it's a high fly ball deep down the right field line. This one is gone! Grand slam home run! Pete Crow Armstrong! Cubs take the lead! 8-6 over the Reds here in the seventh.
That was an absolutely bananas moment. Here's how Craig Counsell felt after that one put the Cubs up 8-6.
Well, I think, you know, they did a nice job taking an early lead, and they gave Matt a hard time. I don't think he pitched that poorly. Just, you know, they did a nice job against him. and you're down 6-2 in the seventh, and it's you know, that it doesn't look great, right? But this team offensively, we've just been so good, and we put together a heck of an inning. So you just, you know, when you've come back in a game like that, it has to fire you up, man. I know it was exciting, and just a great job offensively, and then a great job by the bullpen.
What a crazy moment. What a crazy moment for PCA and for that whole team and for anybody watching. Raise your hand if you pumped a fist or stood up off the couch or, you know, screamed. Maybe you banged the steering wheel if you were driving. The second homer for another six RBI game for PCA. I mean, my goodness. I wonder what Nico Horner was doing when that grand slam went down. Here's Nico.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I actually completely missed that. I heard counts, though. He sounded pretty excited. So. Yeah, no, it was incredible. Saw it on replay, and it was an impressive swing. Very impressive swing.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I love Nico. I love him so much. That's so good. Folks, I was at an engagement party for my daughter. Congratulations. And it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we didn't have any cell service down there in the basement of this bar we were at. Pippin's over there on Division. Lovely spot. Or on Chicago Avenue, excuse me. And so, like, people were going halfway up the staircase to use their phones and try to get some reception to see what was going on. I didn't catch it until much later in the evening. I'm like, what? And I tried to see the video and couldn't. So, Nico, I'm right there with you. But my goodness, that's emblematic of this team. Yesterday, that loss, offense not coming back and getting it done. But admit it, you kind of thought they were going to, didn't you? They had one in the seventh, one in the eighth, one in the ninth, and the tying run on board in the ninth as well. After Carson Kelly's homer, and then Ian Happ was up there, and you thought it. You thought Ian Happ, he owns Cincinnati. He owns that ballpark. Here comes the tying home run to continue that game. But no. No, no, no. And that's okay. So it goes. Because the Cubs have won 6 of 8 still. They have won 8 of 11 still. Seiya Suzuki and Pete Crow Armstrong each have 46 RBIs. They trail only Rafael Devers in runs batted in Major League Baseball. Devers has 48, and then it's PCA, Seiya Suzuki, and one more guy. I believe his name is pronounced Aaron Judge. Those are the top four in RBIs. Look at Wilmer Flores right there with 43 for the Giants. What a crazy, crazy run for Wilmer Flores. An interesting career. Teoscar Hernandez is 41. Two others have 40. Spencer Torkelson, who is slumping but does have 40 RBIs. And Kyle Schwarber of the Philadelphia Phillies. More on them later. Can you guess, folks? Can you guess? Man. On how the Phillies might come up in today's show. I hope Ron from the South Side is listening. So fear not on the Cubs. Couple things, though. Miguel Amaya with an oblique injury, and he goes to the injured list. That sucks. Amaya and Kelly have both been terrific. It means a lot more Carson Kelly, and it might mean somebody else. Here's Craig Counsell after the game on Amaya going to the injured list.
Yeah, left oblique. It's going to be an IL. That's, you know, we'll get testing when we get back to Chicago.
Why is this for the next man up?
We haven't even. Game just got over.
Game just got over. We'll discuss. Folks, they don't want to play Moises Ballesteros at catcher at the big league level. They don't want to. He doesn't really have a position. Might play first, but he's, I think, 5'8", and there hasn't been somebody to play 100 games at first base since 1930 at 5'8". True story. Could Moises be up to play a little bit of catcher? Conceivably, but I don't know that that's the plan. I don't know that that's the plan. And
I think
certainly,
Reese McGuire might be a guy that comes up here.
Right? I think so. I think so. Reese McGuire just to be an extra guy, and it's another lefty bat, that's fine, but he's just an extra guy who you can fully trust. Catcher is a very important position in the big leagues for much more than just framing or even blocking balls. Or, I mean, you are a massive part of the run prevention machinery in terms of game planning, execution, handling of pitchers, and of course, throwing out base runners in an era in MLB where the stolen base is back in a big way. What's going on with oblique muscles for the Cubs and for so many others? Is it more obliques, or does it just feel like more obliques? Hap had the oblique. Seiya Suzuki has battled the oblique. Javier Assad's oblique got worse, and he ended up on the 60-day injured list. Obliques are scary, man. And again, are we in the trust tree? I think we are. I've had a bit of a pain in my chest. If you're a man of a certain age, or I suppose, excuse me, a person of a certain age, sometimes you feel some pain in your chest and you're like, is that my heart? Am I having a heart attack? Like, is it my lungs? What is that? Oh, no, it's just a muscle. It's a weird muscle injury that I have. What did I do? I don't know. Did I sneeze? Did I twist wrong? How old am I? Is my body falling apart? These kinds of things, folks. Sean, you don't know. You're young. You're spry. You're healthy. You have no idea what I'm talking about. But
I don't.
No, you don't. Jerk. But in your 40s and your 50s, and I mean, it's like all of a sudden you're like, what is this pain that's happening to me? I don't know. Folks, I think I have an oblique muscle. I think I have an I know I have an oblique muscle. I think I have a strained oblique muscle, and I want it to get better. I don't know how to make it better.
Just perpetually pulled.
It's happened like 4 or 5 days ago. It's not getting better. It's annoying. I am not a rotational athlete, but it still annoys me. I can't imagine if you are a rotational athlete, if you're a catcher. Hell, it's a big deal and a tough one. So best wishes to Miguel Amaya, and that could be a damaging injury. The good news, obviously, is that Carson Kelly is having the season he is having. But look, there are not a lot of reasons to worry about the Cubs. Amaya's injury is one. Bullpen roster churn is not something to worry about. In fact, a move made yesterday should be yet another welcome sign of aggression. I want to explain that when we come back. We're going to take phone calls right now. Lines are open. 312-644-6767. Got a guest at 10. Got a guest at 10:20. Got to do Team of the Moment later on. Hopefully get to some Blue Pits later on. You'll hear from Matt Shaw later on. Good stuff on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday from Shaw on his demotion, what he worked on, and how it all went down, and how he's doing since he came back. Because, folks, he is hitting well. He is hitting well. Lots of opposite field power, lots of authority. He looks like Matt Shaw at the plate, and that is a very cool sign. And for those White Sox, we will discuss a 30-minute six-run Sox sixth inning yesterday, started by an outfield collision. And there's a guy back. There's a guy back for the White Sox. I just have a soft spot for him. We'll discuss that as well. Your phone calls, your texts. Welcome Off and Running on Hit and Run on a Sunday morning on The Score.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Red shifting, and the pitch.
Saya swings, drills one deep to left. This may go. It's gone! Three-run home run, Saya Suzuki! Insurance run and then some as the Cubs extend the lead. Now up 11-6 over the Reds here in the eighth.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Seiya Suzuki with the home run, Zach Zabin with the call, Matt Spiegel with the radio hosting, you Score listeners with the phone calls and texts. It is indeed Hit and Run on 670 The Score. The Chicago Cubs bullpen has been very active in terms of the churning roles and the churning players and bodies. Two more moves over the last couple days, really four moves, but Brooks Kreisky is here. If you're watching the game yesterday, you saw his Cubs debut. Ryan Brazier is here. He got here on Friday. Ethan Roberts went away. Ethan Roberts has been back and forth and back and forth. And frankly, I wonder whether he is indeed a major league caliber reliever. I was kind of expecting him to be DFA'd at some point, but has not. I'll tell you who was DFA'd, and that means designated for assignment. That is Julian Merriweather. And Merriweather, bad since late April of this year, often bad last year, and hurt, and has fallen way outside Craig Counsell's circle of trust. There are no options left. And the way that bullpen guys are thought of and treated around MLB, it should not come as a surprise that that man was designated for assignment yesterday. It means the Cubs have 10 days to either trade him, release him, or have him accept an assignment down to the minors, which is unlikely. And Merriweather's been through this kind of thing before. I don't remember whether he was DFA'd or if he just kind of dropped by Toronto after he had been hurt and then found his way to the Cubs. But this is what happens to bullpen arms. I can tell you this much with authority. Craig Counsell's in full space command of this roster and of this bullpen. And they are churning through roles and churning through players with much more aggression than they were last year. Remember last year when Adbert Alzolay had the closer job until like middle of May and blew save after save after save? Remember that? Ryan Presley's already lost the job. Porter Hodge has sort of had it and then gone to the injured list. And Craig Counsell has moved people around to a lot of different kinds of spots. And he's also showed a willingness and a comfort that is rare among major league managers in that he doesn't need to know who's my ninth inning guy, who's my eighth inning guy, who's my seventh inning guy, and announce it, lock them in, and make sure that he does things that can't be questioned in that regard. He doesn't mind if you question him. He's cool with it. He doesn't care. He really doesn't care. Go ahead. Question them all you want. So who's going to close on a given night? Might be Palencia. Whether you agree or disagree, he clearly believes in Palencia on a given night, but there's been a lot of games where we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen because we don't know exactly what he's thinking. And he doesn't have to tell you. Doesn't have to tell you everything. We still try and dig, you know? But he might finish with Pomerantz sometimes. He might still finish with Ryan Presley at some point here. He might finish with the guy I think he should. Who am I? I'm just a talk show host. But let the Brad Keller closer era commence. Let it begin.
Well, I'm all for that, actually.
And let it begin with Brad. Seriously. By the way, they should offer him a contract extension, too. They found something. I think he signed for, check it out, Sean. I think he signed for like $1.5 million. They should offer him a small little 2-year extension right now. I mean, you're not going to have to give him too much. What do you give him, $4 million a year, $5 million a year? Go ahead and lock him in. You got an arm that can hit a hundo and be totally comfortable doing absolutely any role you ask him to do. I mean, go ahead. Lock that man in.
1 year, $1.5 million, like
okay,
you said.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think he's got the stones to be a closer as well. He doesn't care.
This guy's made opening day starts, too.
Got some healthy red ass in him. Happy just to have a job in the big leagues. Come on, man. Lock that dude in. So I just, you know, goodbye, Julian Merriweather. I don't suspect we'll see you again in a Cub uniform, and that's fine. Onward we go. And Ryan Brazier is a guy who has had a lot of success and a lot of success in the postseason as a member of the Dodgers, as a member of the Red Sox, and very recently as a member of the Dodgers as well, by the way. And Brazier's a guy who a bunch of different teams wanted, and now he's here and now he's healthy. He'll immediately be asked to pitch in high leverage situations and, you know, have innings of consequence out of that bullpen. 312-644-6767 is the number. So don't freak out when you see Julian Merriweather DFA. Don't throw your hands up and say, what the hell is wrong with this bullpen? Know that the manager's in full space command of the roster in a different way than he was last year, and they are figuring it out. And if he needs more help, Jed Hoyer will go out and get him more help. Ben in Queens, you're up next on 670 The Score. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Brad Keller, fourth in pitching with a .5 wins against replacement on the Cubs staff.
Is he?
Yes.
I hadn't realized
fourth.
That.
And you know who's fifth? Caleb Thielbar. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, let me get to my point.
Hold on. Before you get to your point, the folly of wins above replacement at times is rearing its head to me. And I love stats. I love analytics. I do. But I mean... Caleb Thielbar is the fifth most valuable pitcher on the Cubs. As I wrap my head around it.
Tied with Shota. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've completely taken us off the rails, haven't I?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm the one. There are no rails. There are no rails here on a Sunday morning sometime.
Okay. Well, let's get back to our baseball conversation. Keith Law, I love him. I own both of his books. I don't know which one it is that says that you'd rather have a player that had a 400 OPB and a 400 slug than a 300 OPB and a 500 slug. Now, the Cubs contradict this somewhat. As a team, yeah, they're really great. OBP, fourth in the league. OPS, third in the league. But you have a couple of individuals. MLB average OBP is 316. Pete Crow Armstrong is 313, if you can believe that. He's actually below average. Seiya Suzuki is at 319. He was going in yesterday at league average. But they got the slug way above 500. So I would like you to ask Keith Law, who also doesn't happen to believe in RBI, what's going on with the Cub? Is this something that can be sustained because the entire lineup has enough OBP to do this? Or is this something that we're going to see regress to the norm? I love Keith Law. I love you as always. Go Cubs. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. That's interesting. So OPS is on base plus slugging. And he's talking about whether you'd rather have high on base guys or low on base guys with a higher slug. That's an interesting conversation. Over the course of a full season, these things tend to even out. I don't know if Keith's thought process was about the postseason in a bubble. I will say this, that the very simple metric at the top of an order from a manager's perspective is OBP. That is the simplest. So while Pete Crow Armstrong may appear to you to have all the qualities of a theoretically prototypical leadoff hitter because he's fast and he does get on sometimes. He's got a lower OBP, you know, a lower OBP profile than Ian Happ. That was a no-brainer when Ian Happ came back. Absolute no-brainer. So, I think that sometimes we still get caught up in the possibilities and the speed of a leadoff guy. And I do too, folks. I do too from time to time, and I get it. But I like that Happ is up there. I just wish Happ was fully healthy. Maybe he's more healthy now. He did not look great in that Marlins series, that's for sure. Coming back off the oblique and kind of hustling to get back in there did not look great at the plate. But this Cubs offense is quite something. In terms of the team profile, I mean, right now, they lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. And at 52 games scored, at 52 games played, some other teams are at 53. A couple teams are at 54. That means the Cubs lead in runs per game. So they're the highest scoring offense in baseball. That's what you want to have. In terms of walks, they are fourth among the counting stats. In terms of on-base percentage, they are fourth right there with the Yankees, Dodgers, and Phillies. The Cubs are right there. In terms of the slugging overall, they are third, the third best slugging team in baseball because they have the fourth most home runs. Yankees, Dodgers, and oh my goodness, don't look now. It is a competitor for team of the moment. It's the Angels. Third in home runs. Angels are having a moment right now. Are they the team of the moment? Only time will tell. This is Ron on the South Side. Ron, is your money, are you taking bets? Is your money on the Angels? What are your stats so far this year?
Hey, so far, I think I've picked 4 out of 10 or 4 out of 9. I got a feeling I might be. Hey, I gotta get better by the time the All-Star break. Hey, you know what? It was really good hearing George Austin last weekend. Congratulations on the 20 years. And I can't mention the show without saying I still love Barry Ross. I have to just say that. So, okay. Love Barry.
I'm sure he loves you, too. I'll text him. Tell him, dear Barry, Ron from the South Side. Yeah, I'm going to text him right now while you're talking.
Okay, so yeah. You mentioned Keith Law, and you mentioned the White Sox pitches. But I want maybe just, if you can, ask him about player development regarding position players. I mention this constantly. There's no one that. Now, yesterday, Bruce made a good point. He said, well, Ron, you have to have some talent to develop. So that's because I look at Brian Ramos. I mean, you know the guys. I don't know what's going on with Colson, Montgomery, but just all of the position players. And it certainly is good to have pitching. But you know what? They changed the game so you can have some offense. And I don't care how good the pitching is, you still going to need some offense. So if you can ask Keith Law, maybe about some development. So that's it. And I'll be, listening. I think I can go up to 5 wins. Hey, man, always a pleasure speaking.
Hey, Ron, thanks, man. I'll tell you what, Colson Montgomery yesterday had 2 home runs and 2 doubles. He had 12 total bases. And Colson Montgomery has been swinging it a hell of a lot better since the White Sox paused his season in the minors and instead sent him to Arizona for very specific, detailed work with Ryan Fuller, the director of hitting, and others. They might be onto something with that kind of approach. I'll tell you right now, there's a couple things that the White Sox are doing that I find really, really interesting in terms of a development track. And we're going to talk about him with Keith Law in about an hour, so be listening to that. But Colson Montgomery is doing much, much better since that pause in the minors. So that's one thing. Braden Montgomery, you got hot Montgomery on Montgomery action right now in the Sox system. Braden Montgomery with a walk-off last night. And that dude is toolsy and very interesting. There's not a lot. There's not a lot in the minors. That's for damn sure. From an offensive player perspective. But those are two guys that not to give up on. I have texted Barry Rosner. I told him unsolicited via Ron from the South Side, quote, I still love and miss Barry Rosner. Barry sends back a red heart and says, tell Ron I miss him too. Look at the love. Look at the love we're feeling. My goodness. This is Marty in Highland Park. Marty, take the love. Just drink it in on a Sunday morning. How are you?
I miss Barry Rosner, too. I never quite understood what happened with that. But anyway, as you may remember, Steve, I'm a fallen Sox fan.
I do remember. Marty, if memory serves, you are a heartbroken Brooklyn Dodger fan that became a Sox fan, is now a fallen Sox fan. Is this true?
Yeah, I had the Mets in between.
That's
so it. I still follow the Mets. But I was a destroyed Brooklyn Dodger fan, still recovering from that. But you sort of answered this a little bit. I'm sensing that they're better than they've been. That they've got some young players, some young pitchers. Mydroth, they're a more competitive team. They're more interesting to watch than they were the last 2 years when I couldn't watch them.
I think that's spot on and such a low bar, man. It's such a low bar. But it's true. They're more competitive because there are some individuals, and I think they're a little bit more smartly run, so that feels better. If you're allowing yourself to expand the mind to that, but they seem to play a little smarter. They're managed better than they have been in quite a long time. Marty?
You got a guy from Princeton. I mean, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
It is a low bar, but I actually talked to my friend who I've gone to games with regularly and haven't gone for like 3 years. I think I said, you know, maybe we'll go to a game, you think?
Yeah, you should.
That is a low bar.
Yeah. Well, you know, but embrace it. Cause you don't necessarily get these chances all the time, where you start to feel a little bit better, and it's been overdue. It's been far, far, far overdue. Sean, I'm going to send you this contact out of my phone. This guy now won't stop texting me. So if you can call him right now just to see.
Okay.
Just to see if he can come on the air because I'm tired of texting with him. I'm actually live on the radio.
Yeah, some people just don't get that, do they?
Yeah, so, you know, see if you can.
I'll see what I can do for
you. All right, call him during the break. All right, we'll come back. We'll keep taking your phone calls. We'll see if we can connect with this Jamoke who won't leave me alone. It's Hit and Run. Connor McKnight at the top of the hour on 670 The Score.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
You know, sometimes you're just trying to do your job. You're just trying to do your job, trying to focus on everything you need to focus on. And callers just keep bringing up the guy who used to do the job. You know, like keep bringing him up. How does that make me feel? How do you think it makes me feel? Well, let's go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Barry Rosner is there on the Circa Sports hotline. It's kind of heartbreaking. I thought I was doing okay, Barry, but everybody just misses you. What are you going to do about that, you know?
Well, it could be any number of things, but my guess is you just suck at the job. It's probably the biggest problem here. I couldn't explain the rest of it, but...
You know what this is like?
You're just no good, Matt. Did you ever think of that?
I have. I have late at night.
I mean, I heard that a lot from Mitch when I was working there. So, I mean, I imagine you probably feel the same way sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I do. You know what this is like? This is like when Brett Favre left the Packers and Aaron Rodgers thought that it was like his job and he was going to be the quarterback, but Brett kept checking back in, just couldn't let it be about Aaron, had to let it be about Brett for one more summer. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying, but there's one flaw in your analogy, and that's that I don't check in at all.
Not a bit.
And I don't care at all, and really all I want is to be left alone, and you simply will not leave me alone.
I just won't do it.
There's a little bit of a flaw there, it's nice that you texted me a couple of the guys who said hello.
Yes.
I do miss some of those guys, Southside Ron and of course Stan from Bellwood and all those guys. You know, they called every week, single week, and they just loved to talk about baseball, which was very cool. That show was, I really enjoyed that show. Unlike most of the shows that I did at the Score with people that I didn't like. Really enjoyed actually Hit and Run.
I'm doing that math. I was one of those guys. We were one of those shows. What the hell?
Were you? I guess you were. I don't know. You'll have to.
Yeah.
You know, you can decipher that in a quiet moment if you want.
Oh yeah, but, I will. I'll just add. I'll add it to the pile, Barry. Is what I'll do.
Yeah, you shouldn't spend too much time in the quiet because that's generally not good for you.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous. Real question. I don't even know how much you're watching. It doesn't matter. Let me just tell you that Pete Crow Armstrong is exploding into a superstar, which is fascinating. And I literally had a text from somebody we both know, a venerable baseball salt, who the other day texted me, Brock for Brolio, right there with PCA for Javi. As a trade. And I thought that was fascinating from a venerable baseball salt, because I don't remember what Ernie Brolio's life and career was like, but like Javi's doing okay now and it's a little bit of a resurgence, but 47 games of Javi Baez to a pennant chaser for a young player developing into a superstar is quite a thing in baseball context.
Yeah, you know, I'm not old enough to remember whether Broglio had much of a career after that.
Yeah.
Lou Brock, pretty good career.
True.
He did pretty well. As for the two others you're speaking of, I think you said Javi. Does that mean Javi Baez?
It does. It does indeed.
Oh, yeah. The other guy you're talking about, I've never heard of. Literally never heard of. So I don't know to what you refer.
Wow.
There are four golf tournaments on today. I'm watching the European Tour right now.
Uh-huh.
There's the PGA Tour with two guys tied for the lead and Scotty seven back. There's the Senior PGA Championship and a very good LPGA event. So there's four golf tournaments watching today.
Got it.
There's the World Championships of Hockey. Team USA plays at 1 o'clock, and then Dallas-Edmonton at 2.
Uh-huh.
So I have to also work in an hour and a half at the gym somewhere this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So when you speak of baseball players I've never heard of, not only am I no help to you, but honestly, I really don't care.
All right, well, that's
do not care.
God, I remain so glad I called. The Cubs for Ernie Broglio in '64 had he played in 18 games or started 16 games. Through 100 innings and was decent, and then 65 and 66. Yeah, nothing special. But hang on, Barry. Hold on one second. We're going to take a call. Walt in Deerfield, you're on Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner. What's your baseball question for Barry, who's been paying very close attention? Go ahead,
well,
Walt.
I didn't so much have a question, fellas, and more of an observation. You'd mentioned the fact that Pete Crow maybe wasn't desirable as a leadoff man. His OPB wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
But I'd mention that despite the fact with all this notoriety and he's playing tremendously well,
yeah,
he should still be 15 minutes a day with a guy like Richie Ashburn. He's got to learn to bunt better because there's going to be plenty of times where the team's going to be down 3 or 4 or 5 runs. You need to get on base.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Walt. Appreciate that. Let's go back to Barry. Your thoughts on Richie Ashburn possibly coming in to tutor Pete Crow Armstrong?
I don't remember seeing Richie Ashburn play. I met him many times.
You did?
Pardon me. In the Phillies press box, because I believe he was doing color for the Phillies for a very long time.
Wow.
And as for Keith Armstrong or whatever his name is, I don't know. I don't care. I don't know. Do people bunt anymore? I haven't seen a game in 4 years, so I don't know.
Right.
You're not allowed to bunt, right? Didn't they outlaw bunting?
There's
a lot of new rules.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with many of them, but I assume they have outlawed bunting because they just want, they want home runs
yeah,
and
no,
nothing else.
Only on opening day. They still have the bunting on opening day. It looks lovely, I think, when they put it out there.
I caught your meaning on that. And generally, I'm not listening to you when you speak to me. But I caught your meaning right there.
Barry, I'll take that as the only win I'm going to get out of the conversation. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you know, I hope this is another reminder that this is a complete waste of your time, but I doubt you'll take my meaning or understand it long term. So I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Right up there with Brett Favre. He's Barry Rosner. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you. That's Barry. Oh, God, I love that guy. I don't think Richie Ashburn would work out as an option to teach Pete Crow Armstrong how to bunt. He's been dead since 97. So that's tough.
That's going to make it hard.
Thanks for the call, though, Walt. I mean, I'd love for Pete Crow Armstrong to be a better bunter. He's just not. He's not. And, you know, the idea of him working on it during the season has some merit, but he is he's a guy you should hit fourth right now. That's where I hit Pete Crow Armstrong. And check the lineups the last few days, as a matter of fact. I believe Pete hit fourth on Friday night against a righty, against Hunter Green. He was fourth in the lineup. That's where he belongs right now. You go Hap, Tucker, Suzuki. You want to mix up Tucker and Suzuki based on handedness. You can do that or based on a matchup. But you got Dansby four. Then you got Bush, either 5 or 6. Carson Kelly, if you're using him up there because you feel good. Dansby Swanson with another homer to the opposite field yesterday. You want to use that guy? I mean, goodness.
Swanson's having one of the best seasons of his career right now.
This is the best offensive stretch of Dansby Swanson's Cubs career, without a doubt. But that's where Pete should hit, and I suspect that's where he will hit most days. We'll get a Cubs lineup for you later. It is Spiegel with you on Hit and Run. Connor McKnight from the White Sox broadcast crew will join us next, and we'll talk to Keith Law next hour about development around MLB. You'll hear from Matt Shaw in the final hour here on Hit and Run on The Score.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.